We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Erica Enders. Erica has been low qualifier twice in a row. Sorry. I got to flip my paper.
Can you hold that?
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Allie's the best.
Thank you.
Sorry. Wow. So sorry. We Erica ran a time of 6.552 at 209 miles per hour, 8.85. That was a great pass that you've made, and that was a great car that you've had all weekend. What do you attribute to all of your success so far?
I feel like just keeping at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, my guys, I talked about them last night when I was up here, but they just keep powering through all of the hard stuff and have gained their confidence and their swagger back, and in turn, that gives me mine, and it's just been really fun to kind of crawl our way back up to the top. It's been a very challenging couple of years, but to go out and be low three of the sessions and knowing that had I drove correctly Q1, we could have been low all four sessions. So accumulated 9 bonus points, which is almost a half of a round of eliminations, and it just closes the gap for us. So I'm thrilled. I have a great race car underneath me, and we're ready for race day.
You, as a two-time champion, obviously know how high the stakes are out here, and you touched on that about how important little bonus points are. How important is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's very important. Race number 2 of the countdown. 5 races left going into tomorrow, 4 after tomorrow's complete. So every point matters. Again, great race car going into race day is important. It definitely makes going to sleep on Saturday night a tick easier. And something that I've worked on all weekend is my reaction times, just working on my linkage in the cockpit. And we've been, between 11 and 17 all 4 runs. So I think that's pretty great, and it makes me feel good. So just having that confidence means everything. And that's what it's all about, is that positive mental attitude and believing that you can do anything. So that's what my guys have helped me with, and I've helped them with.
How concerned were you your time was going to stand up going into the day? It's supposed to be hot. It wasn't that hot out there. It didn't seem to be that.
Yeah, when we woke up this morning, I walked out of the hotel and thought I might need a jacket, and I was like, I don't know if our number one will hold today, but there's definitely more water grains in the air, which slows us down being naturally aspirated, but it definitely was cooler conditions. The track was better, so we were able to go out there Q3, first run of today, and I watched a lot of cars in front of me. I got bumped all the way down to 6th before I ran, so I knew that we had to be on our A game. So did my guys, and I radioed to them. I said, how are you feeling? Are we confident going into this round? He goes, if you stage right, shift right, we have our stuff together, we'll go right back to the top. And sure enough, we did. So, again, great team, great car, the smelling performance. Chevy Camaro's ready for race day.
That was a fun Q3 for all the fans, and we sold out today. They got what they paid for during Q3, don't you think?
I think so, for sure. All day. It was definitely exciting to see all of the cars in front of us, and a handful of them were my teammates. So it was, exciting to be able to hear to the top for a couple of the elite performance power cars. And I knew this morning coming into the track that this was a sold-out day here at St. Louis. And it's awesome to see all of the fans in the pits. And we get to spend some time talking and taking pictures and whatnot. So I think they had a great show today, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Is there anything about this track that you like?
I love
over other tracks?
It'll always be gateway to me. But St. Louis, I've been coming here since my rookie season in the Sportsman Series, which was 1999-2000, and we raced Super Comp and Super Gas here, and I just have a lot of fond memories here. We did really well in the Sportsman ranks at this particular track, and it holds a special place in my heart because in 2004 I was running Super Comp here. It was actually the race where we announced that in 2005 I'd be making my Pro Stock debut with Victor Cagnazzi.
Oh,
so
okay.
I always have that memory. It's 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but and since then we've won a 2 or 3 Pro Stock events here, runnered up a handful of times, and I, coming in here, I just always have a really great feeling, and the next few on the tour are like that. We've done well at Charlotte and Vegas as well, Dallas, so I'm just hopeful that the trend continues in Pomona.
Which helmet did you use today?
I used my normal one, Old Faithful.